This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
We're going to kind of continue on the theme that we've been on. Like my wife said, Wednesday nights have been really a good time of teaching, and we have started a new series of material. We've actually gone over only two lessons so far, but because of what we've gone through last weekend, we had our prophetic seminar training and teaching that we went through. The word today is going to be geared around that, okay? Because I want to bring some more clarity to us as a church, even from kind of what happened last Sunday when we had our guest ministers here, and as they were moving in the flow of the Spirit and in prophetic words, we actually had not only prophetic flow, but we had tongues and interpretation last Sunday, and we had it again this morning. Praise God. How many are excited when they hear that? Amen. This is what we want in the church, okay? We want the flow of the Spirit. And today, you need to really get it in your spirit that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen because you want it to happen and you're open to it. No amens to that. Praise God. I'm going to say it again. God wants to do it, but the key is, do you want it? Amen. And we'll not only do you want it, but will you say, Lord, use me. Amen. Lord, use me. Okay, so today I want to talk to you more about prophecy. Okay. And my title is A More Sure Word of Prophecy. Because I want to bring some foundation this morning. When we talk about prophecy, I want to have some foundation because we need to have foundation teaching so that we understand even more about prophecy. And we're going to do that as we go on. But before I get into even that, I want to start with some foundation teaching this morning. This is going to be more of a teaching. It's not really going to be preaching this morning. It's going to be more of a teaching time, okay? So my title is A More Sure Word of Prophecy. Has anybody ever heard that term before? No. Okay. A More Sure Word of Prophecy. I want you to turn with me to 2 Peter 1:19 through 21. Now, if you have a King James and you read your Bible, when I said that term, you should have known what I was talking about. But I guess some of us don't read the King James. Or you forgot. Okay? It's one or the other. You didn't know. Okay? A more sure word of prophecy. Okay? Let's look at the scriptures. Amen. Praise God. I had a lot of different things I wanted to talk about today. I had a lot of different thoughts in my mind, different teaching that I wanted to, different words from the Lord I wanted to bring, but I just felt the Lord saying, we need to build more foundation, we need to really get a good understanding about certain things dealing with prophecy, okay? But look at the scriptures here. I want us to read 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 19 to 21. Everybody there? Amen. I still hear pages flipping, so I'm going to wait a few seconds more. Amen. Amen. This first chapter is an awesome chapter. There's a lot of good things in this chapter. I encourage you to read this chapter when you get time on your own. Okay? But we're going to read just the last part of it, and I'm going to build some foundation here first before we go into a different direction. Okay? But here it says in verse 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Let's just read it all and then we'll go back. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So today, I want to build a little foundation here first, okay? In verse 19, it says that we have also a more sure word of prophecy. And you say, what is he talking about here? You know, a more sure word of prophecy. Another word I can use here for sure is maybe accurate. Okay? We have a more sure, accurate word of prophecy. And how many know what he's talking about here? He's talking about the Bible. Anybody here today? Amen. He says here, we have a more sure or accurate word of prophecy. Hallelujah. I don't know if you knew this, but maybe you don't think about it. I probably don't think about it enough. Why, I don't know. But do you realize the Word of God is called the Word of Prophecy? This Word was prophesied. Anybody here today? Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to build some foundation here, okay? You're going to see what we're trying to point out here. It says, we have also a more sure, okay? God's Word today, I want you to get this with all your heart. God's Word today is sure. Alright? It is accurate, praise God. It is the Word of God, hallelujah. But it was the Word of prophecy. God's Word was prophesied, hallelujah. And today, as we have been talking the last week, the last few weeks on Wednesday night, if you're not here Wednesday night, you need to get here, alright? Because you're missing really important teaching on the vocal gifts. That's what we're talking about, okay? But as we're explaining here about God's Word, everything that we do, okay, everything that we preach and teach, everything we believe today, praise God, it comes from here, okay? Because why? Because it's sure, hallelujah, amen. It is God's prophetic word given to me and you. Amen. And you know what? As we go along in our Christian walk, as we had last weekend, we had a prophetic seminar. Some of us that were here, not some of us, let me correct myself, every one of us that were here received a prophetic word from the Lord. Okay? Sister Tina said amen. She was really blessed. Praise God. I know Brother Frank was really blessed, okay? Last night, I listened to those prophetic words that our people got. Violet got a tremendous prophetic word. Were you blessed by it? Okay? But I want to build some foundation here this morning, okay? Before you run with any prophetic word that you get, and before you go really wild with every prophetic word that you get, you need to make sure that there's foundation first. And the foundation is that this is the most important word of prophecy that you'll ever have. Amen. Okay? Everything that we receive from the Lord as far as receiving a word from the Lord, okay? We need it. We want it. It's very important. And God will speak to us. But you know what? It better line up with this. Hello. Every prophetic word that you're going to get, it needs to somehow, some way, come or line up with a what? A more sure word of prophecy. Hallelujah. That's the Bible. Okay? So, because I want to bring some balance here today, I'm not trying to, you know, at times, you know, people, they try to describe themselves. You know, what kind of a, I'm going to just use myself as an example, okay? What kind of a pastor are you, Pastor Rich? Okay? And I know what my gifts are, okay, as a pastor. I know God has ordained me, has called me to be a pastor. I know what my gifts are, okay, and I know that I'm a teacher. God has made me a teacher, okay? If you've been here long enough, you should say amen to that because you see that I teach, okay? Teachers have an anointing to make sure that they break down the Word of God so you understand it. All right? I know my gifts as a pastor, but I also know this, that as I have gone and learned different things with the apostolic anointings that we have and prophetic anointings, that as a pastor, I'm actually a prophetic pastor. Okay? I didn't know this years ago because I didn't have the understanding years ago. All right. Now, when I say that I am a prophetic pastor, it's that God speaks to me. Amen. And God gives me words, but even I didn't even know this years ago because I just didn't have the understanding. But even when I pray for people prophetically. But I didn't even know that I was doing that before. Okay? So you're gonna, as you go on, you learn things and you find out things about who you are and what kind of a maybe pastor or what kind of a person you are, your gifts and so on. So when I came here to Oriel, I didn't come here to change everything. Okay? Everything that was good, that was foundational here, I was going to build on that. Amen? And there's things that we have lacked here that God has shown me we need to bring back to the church. Okay? That we need to build upon. And these things that we've been doing and teaching on are some of the things we need. Okay? I'm not trying to imbalance this church by any means. If anything, I'm trying to bring balance to our church. Anybody here today? Praise God. And prophecy, the prophetic flow, is very important. Okay? And we need it. But we must never go off balance. Okay? We must never go, you know, way out there. All right? There's churches that they don't have a balance. Okay? Then as your pastor, I'm going to make sure that we have a balance as much as I can see. The Word of God is a word of balance. Do you know that today? It brings balance to your life. And as we know, as we study God's Word, as we are a Pentecostal church, I'm going to keep saying it, because we are, praise God. Sometimes we may not act like it. I'll be real honest today. Sometimes we don't, okay? But we are Pentecostal people here. We are. Anybody agree with me today? I hope so. Otherwise, I really got to pray for some change, amen? We are, okay? But we're growing. Some of us are growing in that, okay? Today, you need to know that none of us have arrived here, even your pastor. I have not arrived. Amen. But I'm getting there. Praise God. I'm growing still. Even as a pastor, how many know I can still grow in the Lord? Just because I'm a pastor, so what? I need to grow every day in the Lord. Anybody with me here today? So we're growing. Praise God. Even Philip, you're growing. Amen. I asked him earlier how he was doing. He said, not good. I said, why? What's wrong? He said, I'm getting old. I said, you know what? I'm following you. You know, that's just life, unfortunately. He told me, he said, but you got a long way to catch up to me. I said, well, I'm getting there. Okay? So, balance, praise God. Foundation, all right? We need it. Everything, this is the most important sure word of prophecy. Alright? We need to know that today. Very important. And that's what he's saying here. And now look at, as we read this, it says here that we must take heed to it. All right? Meaning, you know what? When you read the Word of God, when you allow it to come into your life and you allow it to lead you and guide you, you're taking heed to what it says. Meaning, this directs your life, praise God. Not the TV, amen? Not what the TV tells you to do, right? Not what societies and organizations tell you to do in our world today, amen? It's what? The more sure word of prophecy, the word of God, amen? That's what leads us and directs us, and we need to make sure that we're taking heed, meaning we're listening to what it says, praise God. If Pastor Rich tells you something that is not biblical, you better not listen to me. Hello? But if I am, you better listen for your own good, amen? For your own life, praise God. So we read here that we have a more sure word of prophecy and we need to take heed to it, okay? It is as a light that shines in a dark place. Thank God for the Word of God today, amen? Man, it has changed my life, church. How about yours? I have purpose now. I have direction in my life. I didn't have that 29 years ago. I was going nowhere. Amen. And where I was going was hell, which is not a good place for anybody to be going today. Amen. But we have a more sure word of prophecy today. The Word of God. Hallelujah. So the Word is going to give us direction. Amen. But we need to listen to it. We need to take heed to it is what he tells us here. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 20, he says that knowing this first, you need to know this first of all. He makes a point here that we need to know first that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. What is he saying here? Well, there's no private or personal or special interpretation of the prophetic scriptures here. Okay? It's not like one person knows the interpretation and nobody else does. Okay? It's not a private thing here. It's not a personal thing here, the prophecy of the scripture. Okay? What it's trying to say in a nutshell, these three verses, is that this word is not the word of man. Hallelujah. Anybody here today? It's the word of God. It was prophesied, though, by men, which we understand here, but this is, it didn't come because of any private interpretation today. It wasn't the Pentecostals who just interpreted it. It wasn't just the Baptists today. Okay? It wasn't the Catholics. That's what it's trying to say. It's no private interpretation from one person or one group of people. That's not how it happened. Okay? It was God, praise God. Amen. It was God that spoke, all right? So nobody takes credit for that today. Amen? If anything, we're just thankful that God has spoken to us and that we all can understand the Scripture today. Amen? As long as we want to. We have an open heart and an open mind to receive what God says in His Word. God will make sure you understand today and have an understanding, okay? Now look at verse 21. It says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by what? The will of man." The Word of God, the prophetic Word that was spoken, it didn't come by the will of man. Okay? I like what the Amplified, it breaks it down a little bit. It says it this way, it didn't come before because man willed to do it. Alright? Man didn't will to do it. It didn't come from man. Okay? It came because, another way of saying it, it never came by human impulse. Okay? It just didn't happen one day. Man says, you know what? I think I need to write down these scriptures. I think I need to write the Bible out. It didn't happen that way, okay? Man didn't will it to happen. It wasn't an impulse thing. It wasn't something that just happened all of a sudden. Man decided, you know what? We need to write the Bible out. It didn't work that way, okay? But it tells us here how it came. It says, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. All right? So we understand here that the Scriptures, the prophetic word that was spoken, amen, it came because God moved upon men who were what? Holy, praise God. We need to know that today and understand that these Scriptures just didn't come from anybody. It came from holy men of God. Why? Because how could God not speak through someone that, I mean, would it make any sense to you to speak through somebody who doesn't know God? Amen? It wouldn't make no sense, right? You would have to know God. You would have to have a voice for God. You would have to be able to communicate with God. So what? God could communicate through you to write the Scriptures. Amen? You had to be really connected with God. Amen? And that's what happened. These holy men, it says here, they spoke the word and they wrote the word. How? As they were moved by the Holy Spirit. All right? As they were ministered to, they were moved and impelled by the Holy Spirit. Okay? They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Scriptures are called what? The inspired Word of God. Amen? The inspired Scriptures. Amen? They just didn't come from anybody. They came from God to man who was holy and who was committed to God, who knew His voice. And God was able to use as a vessel to speak through and write the Scriptures that we follow today. All right? But do you think that enough? Do you realize that enough? That somebody just didn't say, you know, I'm going to write a book today. But God prophetically spoke to people, and that's how we got this today. It's awesome. Prophetically, right? God spoke into man, and He was able to write out and speak what was going to happen in the future. Right? In the Old Testament, we see Scriptures that we can read there that talked about what would happen with Jesus. I mean, prophetic Scriptures about what? The second coming of the Lord and how God would send a Lamb, the Son of God, to come and save us, and He was going to die. And that was what? All prophetic today. Do you realize that? The Word is all prophetic. So why do we have sometimes such a problem with prophecy? Why in some churches, if you go in there like I just described myself and I tell them I'm a prophetic pastor, they'll kick me out. If I tell people, you know, if I'm a Pentecostal preacher, some of them won't want to do anything with me. Friday, I was with my wife and we went to a carnival near our house. Okay? And I have a shirt that says on there, is your name written in the book? Okay? I wore it that night. And I even forgot I had it on. Okay? All of a sudden, this older man comes up to me and he says, has anybody asked you about that shirt? I said, no. What I should have said is, yeah, you. And we began to talk, and he said, you know, are you from so-and-so's church? I was in Munster, Indiana. There's a Catholic church over there. He thought that's where I was from. I said, no. I said, I don't even live out here. I live in South Holland, but we're just here for the carnival. I said, but no, I'm not from that church. And then I told him, I probably shouldn't have told him. I said, I'm a pastor. And he says, well, you know, where are you from? I said, well, our church is from the north, west side of Chicago. I said, we're Pentecostal. Because he wanted to know what kind of church we were from. And you know what? Once I said that to him, it's like all of a sudden he changed. Okay? And when I said I was Pentecostal, all he could say to me was, you know what? We all worship the same God. Have a good day. Bye now. That's what he said to me. And he took off. I said, Lord, oh God. You know what? I probably don't need to tell people anymore I'm Pentecostal, okay? Or that I'm a pastor. Sometimes it scares people, you know? But just because I said that, and I want you to hear me, what he said was not true. We don't all worship the same God. How many know that today? We don't. All right? Those people who are at that carnival, let me tell you, most of those people don't worship the God at all. They worship the God of this world. Okay? They worship idols of this world. They don't worship the true God. You know, but that's such a cop-out today when I hear that from people say, we all worship the same God. We only have one God. Yeah, we do only have one true God. But not all of us are worshiping Him. Okay? That's a cop-out today, church. Amen? That's an easy way to get out of it and run away. Okay? Oh, we all, you know, we're all together in this. We're all in this, but we're not all together. Amen? I should have challenged that man before he left. And I thought about it. I said, next time, Lord, I'm going to challenge the person. Amen? We don't need to be sometimes too nice to people. We got to tell them the truth. Amen? We got to hit them between the forehead sometimes. Because that might be the time that they get it, praise God. And they wake up, right? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So, this is what our foundation is, okay? And we need to make sure that we always follow God's word as close to as we can. And everything that we do here at our church, as long as Pastor Rich is here, is going to be connected with the Word of God. Okay? And Pastor Rich wants prophecy, wants all the gifts, wants everything. But he wants a balance like God does. Okay? That's my foundation to what I'm going to bring you now. Okay? Because I hate to say it, I know that there's Christians who... They come to church and they will go from church to church to get a prophetic word. Okay? And you know what? If we're doing that, we're wrong. Because you got a big prophetic word right here. Okay? If you're running from place to place because you want to get a personal word from God, you need prayer right now. Okay? There's a lot of people that do that today. They hop all over the place and they go from place to place because... that, you know, such and such pastor is over there, or this great evangelist is there, or you know what, Benny Hinn is in town, and I'm not telling you we shouldn't support these ministries when they come, but if we're running from place to place, you know what, and because of what those people are known for, you know, we're missing it, all right? We don't need to run around. We got it right here. Amen? If you know God, you got it right here, right? You don't need to go pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to go through different... I mean, those things are okay if you want to do them. You know, like our seminar, most of the time you have to pay for seminars. Amen? But we made it as easy as we could here with no fee. And we still didn't get a lot of people. It blows my mind away. All right? And there's other places people are paying all kinds of money to go to different things. And we made it free and we still didn't... I invited 8 to 9 churches to this seminar we just had. Do you know that? You didn't know that. I'm telling you now. Okay? 8 to 9 different AG churches. And we got, from one church, we got 2 people. Okay? From another church that is not an AG church, we got 1 person. Okay? The rest of the people were our people. And then the group that came to minister to us. That was it. Right? And I think I promoted it enough. I talked about it enough. I sent faxes to all the pastors. But it didn't happen. All right? It's a little bit disappointing to say the truth. Okay? Because we need good teaching on this subject. Amen? But where are people at? You know, I don't know where people's mindsets are at in these last days. Because there's a lot of... There's truth... And then there's a lot of counterfeit in these last days. And we got to make sure we know the truth, okay? We need to make sure we have the genuine and we're not being deceived or duped or fooled, right? And that's why we need to follow God's word and we need good teaching, okay? So, foundation is here. All right? When you receive words from the Lord, you got to do a lot of things with those words. It just doesn't happen like that, and I'm not going to get into that today. I will probably on Wednesday nights as we continue to teach on this. But today I wanted to set some foundation that this is the most sure word that you'll ever get of prophecy. Okay? God's word. Now, having this in mind, I want to go to another point. Okay? As we have dealt with prophecy, I want you to understand that there's five different ways or five different methods that prophecy can come forth. All right? That's what we're going to talk about the next few minutes before we close today. There's five different ways or five different methods of how prophecy can happen. And you need to understand this today. All right? You probably never had it explained like you're going to have it explained this morning. So it's going to bring some understanding that you didn't have before. Okay? And that's why I'm bringing this to you today. And we're going to go into all five. We're not going to stay a long time on each one, but I want you to get some basic understanding. Now, in 1 Corinthians 14:31, we read the scripture, "For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and that all may be comforted." This is a foundational scripture today. When we talk about prophesying, okay, that all of us may prophesy. All right? One by one. God can use every single one of us if you want to be used in the gift of prophecy. All right? Why? So that all may learn and so that all may be comforted. God can speak through every one of us today. You may not believe that, but you need to because it's the truth. The key is, do you want Him to? Will you allow Him to? Do you have the faith to let Him speak through you? Some of us are afraid. We're fearful. Oh, Lord, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Right? Well, if you're like that, you know, God can never use you if you have that spirit of fear that controls you. Because you can have the same thing and say, well, I don't know what to do with the Lord because I don't want to do the wrong thing. Then you'll never do nothing for the Lord. And God doesn't want you to be that way. God wants you to trust Him and rely on Him, and believe Him, and let Him, what? Mature you, and grow you, and all the giftings and blessings He's given you, okay? So all may prophesy. Somebody say all here today. All, alright? It's not limited to just one person. It's not limited just for the fivefold, okay? It's for everybody, amen. So the purpose of this teaching this morning is so that you can distinguish or understand the five different prophetic methods that God uses to speak to and through His church. All right? This will help you as a believer to discern what is unfolding, what is happening in worship and in ministry times. All right? It's going to be happening in a church, but you're not going to understand, well, what is this compared to this? That's why I'm going to give you this little bit of a teaching here this morning. Five ways. The five different ways that prophecy comes forth. Number one, through the office of the prophet. Okay? Last Sunday, we had a guest minister and his wife come. I didn't say it out, but the husband, he's a pastor, but he's actually an apostle. Okay? And his wife is a prophetess. She walks in the office of a prophet. All right? So number one, how is prophecy going to come? It comes through the office of the prophet or prophetess. Number two, it comes through prophetic preaching. And I'm going to explain these all in a second. I'm just giving them to you real quick. Number three, prophetic presbytery. You probably never even heard of that term before. Number four, the gift of prophecy, which you are aware of and you're familiar with. And number five, the spirit of prophecy. All right, so let's get a little bit of understanding here today. Number one, the office of the prophet, okay? How has prophecy come? Well, number one way is through a prophet, okay? Through someone who has the office of a prophet, or prophetess is female, Okay? This is what we call a headship ministry. In the scriptures, Ephesians 4, and I'm going to try to go real quick here now. Ephesians 4, 8 and 11, it says this. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. That's in verse 8. Now in verse 11 it says, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. Okay? That's the fivefold ministry gifts that God gave to us. Okay? So, number one, this is how prophecy can come. It can come from a prophet. All right? Or a prophetess. You can receive a prophetic word, of course, from someone who has the office of that. Like I have the office of a pastor. There are people who are just prophets. All right? There are people who are apostles. There are people who are what? Teachers. Amen? There are people who are evangelists. Okay? The office. They hold that title, the office of that particular gifting. Okay? Now, another scripture. In 1 Corinthians 12, 28, it says, and God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. That's another scripture that we have that talks about the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the giftings that we read in Ephesians chapter 4. Okay? Very important that you see this today. Now, another scripture that I like dealing with the prophet, as we're talking about prophecy, is also in Ephesians. Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. I'm going to read that one to you. Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. It says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Now, catch this next verse. It says, and are built upon the foundation. Somebody say foundation. Foundation of who? The apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All right? God builds foundation with apostles and prophets. Okay? From before us and continues even now. Okay? We have foundation. Apostles and prophets bring foundation to the church. They are headship ministries. And in this particular point, we're talking about how does prophecy come, the five ways. First of all, through the prophet. Okay? Through the prophet. All right? You need to understand that here. Very important. And God has... And when you think of Jesus, if you didn't know this, you need to know it today. Jesus is the full manifestation of all five of those callings today. Jesus is the apostle. Jesus is the prophet. Anybody saying amen with me here, I hope, today? Jesus is the evangelist. Jesus is the pastor. And Jesus is the teacher. All right? He is all of them. Okay? He is the true fivefold, all in one person. All right? The office of the prophet is a gift. Okay? And it is an extension of Jesus Christ as the true prophet. All right? Now, I'm not going to get into all the particulars about prophets today. That's not what this is about. It's, I want you to understand, how can prophecy, how are the different ways prophecy will come? Well, number one, it comes through a prophet. Okay? Really understand it here today. And prophets do different things. I'm not going to go into that today, all right? Number two, how does prophecy come forth? Prophecy comes through what we call prophetic preaching. Has anybody ever heard that term? Prophetic preaching. I can't even say it now. See, prophetic preaching. I'll get it right. Amen. Right? Prophetic preaching. Anybody ever heard that term? No? Okay. Praise God. What is that? This preaching is not the same as prophesying. Okay? Let me give you a little bit of definition here. Prophetic preaching is a different level than preaching. Okay? Having a number of different qualities. Now, when someone flows in prophetic preaching, this is what happens. It must be biblical truth. They preach biblical truth. It's by unction of the Holy Spirit. Okay? The speaker's words and illustrations are exactly what God wants to say. There is impact and accuracy in the word. Okay? So, if I flow in prophetic preaching, that means I may come up here with a message that I study for and prepare, but all of a sudden God gives me a rhema word right for that time. And I begin to preach something totally different than what I had that I was going to preach to you. Because God has given me what? A prophetic word for that time. And it's in my preaching. Okay? It's a now word. Praise God. It's a word from heaven right for that moment. It's prophetic preaching. Talk about being led by the Spirit of God. That's awesome. Okay? It is meant for the people present at the time. When you get a prophetic preaching, it's for that time right there. Okay? It's powerful. Any fivefold minister can engage and function in prophetic preaching at the direction of the Lord. So the apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, all of them can have a prophetic preaching session. Okay? As long as they're open to it and they let God what? Speak to them. God anoints them for that moment. And it's a prophetic word, okay? It's a powerful word. It's right for that time. All right? That's another way that prophecy comes. All right? Through someone who's here. All right? And it can be anybody who's anointed by God who really allows God to flow in them that way. Okay? I know some pastors, that's how they do it. Okay? They come up here, they study before, but they come up here with no message. I mean, that's really leaning on the Lord. Okay? I don't do that. I'm going to be honest with you. When I come up here, I'm prepared. I have a word. I've studied. I've been seeking God. But you know what? I'm not afraid also to change. Okay? I'm not afraid to speak something else if that's what God wants me to do. I need to allow God to work in me more in that area. Because I want to be right for that moment too. Alright? Prophetic preaching. Really powerful. Really needed. Okay? It can happen. Praise God. That's the second way. Third way that prophecy will come forth is through prophetic presbytery. Has anybody ever heard that word? Prophetic presbytery. All right, praise God. That's why this is important, and I'm giving you this. The definition of prophetic presbytery teams is this: a team of men and women of God who prophesy and meet the qualification of a presbyter. So, prophetic presbytery is teams, prophetic teams that prophesy. Okay? It's kind of like what we had last weekend. We had teams, prophetic teams, prophesying to us. All right? It's a prophetic team, a presbytery. All right? They're men and women who prophesy. It's a team concept. All right? So prophecy can come through a team. That's another way, another method. Let me keep moving on here because we time-wise. Praise God. Number four, which is the one you're most familiar with. It comes through what? The gift of prophecy. Okay? The gift of prophecy. It's a gift. How many know that today? That's why it's called the gift of prophecy, right? There's nine gifts that we know about, but I'm talking about the gift of prophecy. It is not an office like the prophet. It's the gift of prophecy. Everybody can have the gift of prophecy today. But is everybody a prophet? No. I have to keep saying that because some of you don't understand that and you keep shaking your head at me. They're two different things. A prophet is going to prophesy, but he does a lot more than just prophesy. But those of us who have the gift of prophecy, God can use us in the gift as we prophesy, okay? There's a difference here. Praise God. One of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is the gift of prophecy. And why do we prophesy, or what is the purpose? that we prophesy, we're studying this on Wednesday night, is to bring edification, exhortation, and comfort. Somebody should have said amen to that. Praise God. When you prophesy, you should be bringing edification, exhortation, and comfort in your prophetic word. If you're bringing judgment and damnation, you're putting people down, you are in the flesh, brother and sister. Okay? The gift of prophecy is to build the kingdom of God. It's to build the church. It's to build one another here. Amen. That's the fourth way to be able to prophesy. It's through the gift of prophecy. Okay? The importance of the gift. It edifies the whole congregation. The whole congregation gets edified. Okay? Paul tells us in the scriptures we should desire or covet this gift. Do you know that? Some of you don't come on Wednesday night. We're to desire and covet this gift. Did you know that? Read your Bible. Say, oh, I don't know, Pastor. I don't want to. Well, talk to God then. All right? I didn't write it. Talk to God. He told you to covet this gift. There's a reason for it. Amen? Because you can be a blessing to someone when you prophesy. You'll be a blessing to the church when you let God communicate to you and through you. How about if the pastor didn't talk when he came up here? If the pastor didn't communicate to you, how much would you get out of it? Nothing. Amen? A pastor, what, has to communicate, right? Well, when you prophesy, you are communicating what God wants you to say. Hallelujah. Really important. But man, a lot of churches, they don't give time for prophecy. Oh, no, 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 don't you dare speak in tongues in my church. If I went to some of the churches on my block where I live and I began to speak in tongues, they would call the ushers and pick me up and get me out of the church. You think I'm kidding? I'm telling you the truth. Because why? They don't believe in the gifts. Amen. They don't believe in the fivefold. Amen. They believe that the apostles and the prophets, you know what? Once they died, the manifestation of the Spirit died with them. That's not what the Bible tells us, church. Amen. And I'm living proof that is false teaching and false doctrine today. Amen. I am filled with the Spirit. How about you today? Amen. And if you speak in tongues, that's proof of it. Amen. That is the initial gift of being baptized in the Holy Spirit, is speaking in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. See, I told you I was going to teach, but I think I'm preaching now. Amen. This is important, okay? What's the methods of prophecy? This is the fourth method. Last one, and I'm done. The spirit of prophecy. All right? The spirit of prophecy. We read in Revelations 19:10. It says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Anybody ever read that before? Amen? The spirit of prophecy. Prophecy has a spirit, right? It's a spirit of prophecy. It's the testimony of Jesus. It says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we can have the spirit of prophecy come upon us. All right? Now, it's not a gift. This is not the gift of prophecy. It's not the office of prophecy. But it's an anointing. Okay? The spirit of prophecy, when it comes, it's an anointing that arises from Christ within the believer, which takes place on occasions of special anointing. Okay? So we can be in the church, and all of a sudden the spirit of prophecy will come upon us. And then prophecy will come forth. Okay? It's special. Amen. Special anointing that comes. Hallelujah. That it rises up within us. God begins to move through that spirit of prophecy. Okay? When do you expect this manifestation? It says, when the spirit of prophecy is present, any saint can enter in and exercise faith to prophesy. When the spirit of prophecy is here, any one of us can flow into that faith and that gifting that's happening, and you would be able to prophesy. In Romans 12:6, it says, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Alright? So when the spirit of prophecy is here, the manifestation is here. It's ready to happen. You just got to stir it up. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 14:31, it says, "For you may all prophesy one by one." I read this earlier, "that all may learn and all may be comforted." This is a special provision of the Spirit. Okay? Now, I don't have time to go into an example, but I'm going to give you one that you can write down on the spirit of prophecy that is really good. In Numbers 11, 24 through 30, write that down and read that later. This is an example of when the spirit of prophecy came upon some individuals and a group of people and what took place. Okay? Read that on your own time. Numbers 11, 24 through 30. And there's other ones I have here also. So, I read to you five different methods or ways that prophecy is going to come. All right? Looking at it again as a review. Number one, through the office of the prophet, prophecy will come. All right? Number two, through prophetic preaching, prophecy can come. Prophetic anointed preaching, prophecy is going to come in the message. Okay? Number three, through prophetic presbytery or a team. A team of men and women who are prophesying as a team. Okay? That can come that way. It could come through the gift of prophecy that we know real well. And last of all, through the spirit of prophecy. Okay? Now, I just gave you a real basic teaching on the methods or the ways that prophecy will come forth in the church. It's not important. You don't need to get hung up on all the methods. All you need to do is want God to move. Okay? I gave you that just to give you teaching today. But don't get hung up. Well, Pastor Rich, when's that? How did it come forth? Was it the spirit of prophecy or was it the gift of prophecy? That's not why I'm telling you this today. I'm trying to give you understanding and knowledge of how God moves. Okay? Not that you need to figure it all out as it's happening. You don't need to do that. You just need to let it happen. All right? But it happens in different ways. Okay? The key is that we are open to it and God blesses as He allows and He wants to move us in our services. Okay? Prophecy, again, is just one part. It's one gift of the nine. But it's very important. Okay? Very important. And in these last days, I don't know about you, but I want to be on the cutting edge. Okay? And God is going to continue to speak to us and give us what we need. And it comes a lot of times through prophetic words. So you need to be open to it. All right? Don't be surprised that people will come here and sometimes guests are going to come here, ministers that are going to come, and they're going to flow that way. Be open to it. You know, say, "Lord, I want it. If it's you, God, I want all you got for me." Amen? Sister Tina, she was blessed out of our socks last weekend. She came open and hungry. She just wanted to learn. She asked questions, and they did a great job just ministering to her as well as all of us. Because why? She came and her heart was open. Amen? She wants to learn. That's how all of us should be. To come to church and say, "Lord, I need to learn. I need to know more. I need to grow." Praise God. And prophecy is important. Okay? The Bible tells us, don't despise prophesying. Amen. That's the scripture. But many do today. Not Oriel. Praise God. We're going to continue to flow in it and learn as we continue to do it. And you know what? Watch how God is going to move in our services because we are open to the gifts of the Spirit. Praise God. Somebody should have said amen with me. Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to have knowledge, okay? Knowledge is so important. Knowledge and wisdom. Many lack it today, but we need to be able to grow in it more and more because that's how we're going to know what to do. All right? We need to be a people of wisdom and knowledge and all that God has for us. And the key is, as always, Do we want it? Are we hungry for it? Are we open to all God has for us? Because He's a good God today. Amen. And don't ever forget, this is where it all comes from. Okay? This is what's going to direct you. This is what's going to guide you. Those individual personal words that you get, they will only assist this. Okay? They will never take the place of this. Never. Okay? If you don't read your Bible all week and you come to church and you expect Pastor Rich to give it all to you, you're missing it. Okay? What I give you on Wednesday and Sunday should only assist you and help you what you're doing at home. Ooh, I knew it was going to get real quiet there. Praise God. I can't do what you need to do on your own. Praise God. And that's the same thing with things that God gives us. They only assist this. Okay? Never takes the place of. And that's where people make mistakes with that. All right? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this day, God. We thank You for the Word that teaches us, gives us wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Lord, thank You for sound doctrine today. Hallelujah. Lord, we need sound doctrine every single day, Father. Lord, I pray as we come every single day to our church to receive, we would receive sound doctrine from this pulpit, Lord. Anoint the leadership here, Lord. Anoint every individual guest minister that comes, Lord, that we invite. They would, Lord, give us what we need to mature and grow in You, God. We thank You today, Lord, for Your Word. Let it be a blessing to us, Lord. I pray, God, that we are encouraged and excited by what You have given us, the tools You've given us to be a victorious Christian today, God. We have no reason, no excuses, Lord, that we can't be victorious as a believer today, God. Bless Your people, I ask, Lord. Bless this congregation, Lord. Bless all that we do today. Let this day be a glorious day, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.